So, let's just talk about the fireworks, literally and figuratively, over the one big beautiful act, Bill Act, whatever, signed yesterday by President Trump on July 4th, 2025. Picture this, Mar-a-Lago, a dazzling fireworks show. Trump and Melania on the balcony, waving like royalty. MAGA supporters lost their minds, just cheering and posting all over X and social media, calling it a golden moment for America. Social media is flooded with X posts gushing over Trump as the savior of the economy, the border, you name it, and Melania as the epitome of class. Sound familiar? It should. Because this is the same celebrity worship MAGA folks used to roast the shit out of when it came to Obama and Biden. Rewind back to 2008. Obama steps onto the world stage and the media swoons. Headlines called him a rock star. Outlets like CNN and MSNBC practically wrote love letters gushing over his charisma, his family, even his jump shot. MAGA, back when they were the Tea Party types or just fed up conservatives, called it out. They mocked the Obama mania, quote unquote, the fawning editorials, the Nobel Prize for vibes. They said it was cult-like, un-American, a betrayal of journalistic grit. Fast forward to Biden's 2020 win, and the media is at it again, praising his empathy, his aviators, his ice cream runs, falling off the bicycle, tripping up the stairs. MAGA screams hypocrisy and accusing the press of treating Biden like a Hollywood icon instead of a politician. They weren't wrong. The media's obsession was cringeworthy, elevating presidents to pop idols. But let's hold up a mirror. July 4th, 2025 at Mar-a-Lago, MAGA's doing the exact same thing. I saw posts on X calling Trump the greatest leader since Lincoln. Melania, quote, unquote, our queen. Supporters shared videos of the fireworks like it's a coronation, not a bill signing. The big bullshit bill, $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, border walls, AI surveillance, and it gets framed as Trump's personal triumph, not policy to debate. Sound bites from the crowd? Trump saving America. Melania's elegance is unmatched. It's fanboy central, folks. The same people who sneered at Obama's hope posters or Biden's Scranton Joe myth are now writing their own fan fiction, turning Trump into a superhero and Melania into a first lady goddess. I saw Benny Johnson. If you follow Benny Johnson on X, I unfollowed him and I unsubscribed from his YouTube and his Rumble stuff last night because Benny, I don't know if you're listening, but if you are, dude, I love your stuff. And up until 6 months ago, you were a good presenter or commentator. I agreed with a lot of your stuff. But you've turned into, just in these short 6 months, you've turned into an Apple fanboy. You treat Trump and Melania like women and teenage girls treat BTS K-pop stars. You act like, I swear to, if you're ever there and Trump or Melania walks in, you're probably going to faint. You'll probably pass out. Because you act like a little teenage girl at a K-pop concert over a fucking politician. News for you. Newsflash. Politicians are just like strippers. They only pretend to like you. Believing that Trump and Melania actually care about you personally is very much like a stripper thinking that the stripper likes you and wants to marry you. It's beyond cringeworthy, dude. And I'm calling bullshit because I know that 99% of you guys on Twitter and YouTube are paid by Turning Point USA. We went over that last week. And you're just shills. You will say exactly what they say. You've seen the memes where they go through and they take all of the news media reading the scripts from all across the different broadcasts across the country, and they put them all together in one video, and they're all word for word, every single one. That's exactly what the quote unquote big conservative content creators are doing now. And it's not just cringeworthy, it's gut-wrenching. It makes me want to throw up. Because you guys, you're sellouts. You've sold your soul for a cause. And I don't care if you sell yours, if you want to, you know, go all in on a cause, everybody should have some kind of a sense of belongingness. But when you will blindly and willingly and willfully deny the truth just to stay in that click and make sure you're getting your bonus points and your dollars, you're already done for. You sold your soul to the devil while you were trying to go to heaven. And you're not, no. You may, I'm not going to pretend I know what your religion is. I believe you tout, you and Charlie Kirk both tout that you are big time Christian conservatives, which we'll go over that here in a second, about the difference between the quote unquote political parties on the right. Or perceived right. Yeah, you're not. No. But here's the kicker. MAGA's become 100% what they despised. They started as rebels against elite worship, media bias, and cultish devotion to politicians. They hated the idea of presidents as celebrities, propped up by a blind loyalty. Yet, here they are, worshipping Trump's every move from his bill signing pen to his Mar-a-Lago swagger. The big beautiful bill is a mixed bag. Tax cuts for some, deficit spikes, surveillance creep. But MAGA's too busy cheering their icon to question it. They've traded skepticism for adoration, principle for personality. The irony's thicker than the smoke from those fireworks. So folks, what's it going to be? What's it going to be?
Uncle Bonehead is on RLM Radio. Own your data and rock your freedom.
A few things that I did not put in my show notes here. I ran across some posts on X that was kind of funny. And one I ran across on YouTube the other day. On YouTube the other day, they were talking, this lady was talking about how the Big Beautiful Bill is bringing people back from, you know, giving them more decentralized and protecting their sovereignty and their freedom. And no, it's not. It's stripping you of your freedom. And it was funny because she's using this AI to do it. And I think it was Google Gemini. What people don't understand about AI, if you stay in one thread, one chat, and you ask it questions, you can actually coach that AI to give you the answer that you're wanting to get. It's like talking to a teenager. You can coach them to the answer that you want them to give you, and then they will give you just to shut you up. The AI is not going to do that just to shut you up. It's designed to keep you talking because they want the data. Now, this lady on YouTube, I don't have the video. I don't remember where it's at. I'm sure if you look for it, you'll find it. But it's obvious she coaxed that AI into saying, getting the answer she wanted, and then put it up. And yeah, no. Anybody that's used an AI for longer than 10 minutes knows what she's doing. Because you could take that and go to another different AI, or even the same AI in a different chat thread, ask the same question, and get the answer to be 180 degrees the other side of what you were expecting to get. They keep in mind that AI that is public right now that you're using on site, these LLM models are trained on information that was 2 years ago. Anything it's getting from right now, it is literally copying word for word what it finds on a website somewhere. It's not interpreting anything. All it's doing is copying. It's basically, if you're looking for current events for using an AI and looking for things, all it's going to do is copy somebody else's opinion. And it's not going to give you the full story. It'll give you a list, a predetermined list of a predetermined number of results. So, like, if you go to Grok or what's that other one, Perplexity AI, the search one, or even Google, and you search in the, you know, you use the AI for a search, it's going to give you the top 15 results, and then summarize those 15 results into a response for you. It's not going to sit there and do this big long report where it researched the last 20 years. It's only going to do the last 10 to 15 results that it did a search for. So it's not giving you the full story is what I'm trying to say. So stop being fanboys. Stop trying to. Anyways, this is about let's do some news. Anyways, Montgomery County over in Maryland schools settled a lawsuit over blocking on X. A six-figure settlement forces Montgomery County schools to reckon with a censorship scandal they tried to delete. a legal dispute between Montgomery County Public Schools and two outspoken residents has ended in a costly resolution for the district, as America First Legal announced a six-figure settlement secured on behalf of journalist Matthew Foldy and author Bethany Mandel. The case stemmed from MCPS's decision to suppress dissenting voices online, specifically Mandel's, after she condemned the district's removal of parental opt-outs from curriculum centered on LGBT themes. A federal judge in Maryland ruled that MCPS's staff pride group may have infringed on Mandel's constitutional rights when it blocked her from viewing and engaging with its content on X. The court rebuked the group's attempt to shield its actions with qualified immunity, writing that such a defense flies in the face of blinding precedent or a binding precedent available to them at the time. The ruling also emphasized the discriminatory enforcement of MCPS's social media engagement, stating Mandel was iced out while others who shared the Pride members' views and supported the MCPS's policies were not similarly restricted. AFL initiated the suit in late 2023, arguing that MCPS retaliated against Mandel's viewpoint because it diverged from that of the school's internal affinity group. The resulting settlement not only includes financial compensation but also forces tangible policy reforms. The staff pride group must unblock Mandel, and MCPS employees are now subject to revamped social media code that bans censorship based on differing opinions. Staff will also be obligated to certify the compliance with the new rules. This censorship episode is part of a larger conflict over parental rights and ideological control in public education. Mandel's opposition to the district's LGBT curriculum policy change mirrors arguments raised in a separate lawsuit, Muhammad versus Taylor, now before the U.S. Supreme Court. In a press release, AFL positioned the settlement as a victory for those pushing back against ideological overreach in schools. America First Legal is proud to have represented Matthew Foldy and Bethany Mandel in their righteous efforts to hold Montgomery County Public Schools accountable to its constitutional obligations and its fiduciary duties to the public, said Ian Pryor, the group's senior advisor. The right to speak on matters of public concern, and especially on the performance of the government, is paramount in the United States of America. We are pleased that we were able to achieve this result for our clients and all those who have and will speak out and continue to hold Montgomery County Public Schools accountable. Those with radical agendas may be in charge of our public school systems, but the vast majority of Americans oppose their enforced ideology, and their ability to speak critically on these issues is the key to returning our schools to normalcy. Bethany Mandel reflected on the case's broader significance. This settlement sent a message to MCPS and other school districts across the country. Citizens demand transparency and accountability, and a refusal to provide that to journalists and residents has consequences. It's a shame that it came to this point, but it's an important victory for common sense in our country or in our county. So, just so you know, they're not public schools if you don't know what they're teaching. Enough said about that. Germany presses Apple and Google to ban Chinese AI app DeepSeek. Apple and Google face German pressure to drop Chinese AI app DeepSeek over EU data privacy law violations. Apple and Google are facing mounting pressure from German authorities to remove the Chinese AI app DeepSeek from their app stores in Germany over data privacy concerns or data privacy violations. My throat's dry. The Berlin Commissioner for Data Protection and Freedom of Information, I'm not going to pronounce his name, Mr. Camp, has flagged the app for transferring personal data to China without adhering to EU data protection standards. Gamp's office examined DeepSeek's practices and found that the company failed to offer, quote, convincing evidence that user information is safeguarded as mandated by EU law. She emphasized the risks linked to Chinese data governance, warning that Chinese authorities have far-reaching access rights to personal data within the sphere of influence of Chinese companies. With this in mind, Apple and Google have been urged to evaluate the findings and consider whether to block the app in Germany. Authorities in Berlin had already asked DeepSeek to either meet EU legal requirements for data transfers outside the bloc or remove its app from German availability. DeepSeek did not take action to address these concerns, according to Camp. Germany's move follows Italy's earlier decision this year to block DeepSeek from local app stores, citing comparable concerns about data security and privacy. Privacy advocates in Europe continue to highlight that DeepSeek not only originates in China, but also processes and stores data within Chinese borders. The app's privacy policy confirms that user data is kept in China, placing it under Chinese legal jurisdiction, which raises further alarm for those focused on protecting personal information in the EU. So, let's just think about this. You know, this is the problem with the EU and their law. They are firm in that they believe that people can't take their own responsibility and choose, make their choices on their own. It has to be the government. And that's more and more what's going on here in the United States. Supreme Court greenlights online digital ID checks. Yes, you read that. You heard that right. Supreme Court greenlights online digital ID checks. With a landmark ruling that could shape online content regulation for years to come, the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld Texas digital ID age verification law for adult websites and platforms, asserting that the measure lawfully balances the state's interest in protecting minors with the free speech rights of adults. The 6-3 decision issued on June 27th affirms the constitutionality of House Bill 1181, a statute that requires adult websites to verify the age of users before granting access to the sexually explicit material. Laws like House Bill 1181 framed as necessary safeguards for children are quietly eroding the rights of adults to access lawful content or speak freely online without fear of surveillance or exposure. Under such laws, anyone seeking to view legal adult material online, and eventually even those who want to access social media platforms because they may contain content harmful to minors, is forced to provide official identification, often a government-issued digital ID or even a biometric data, to prove their age. Supporters claim this is a small price to pay to shield minors from harmful content, yet these measures create permanent records linking individuals to their browsing choices, exposing them to unprecedented risks. We obtained a copy of the opinion for you here. The court's opinion, authored by Justice Clarence Thomas, emphasized that the requirement for age verification represents a constitutionally permissible method of enforcing the state's longstanding authority to shield children from obscene content. The power to require age verification is within a state's authority to prevent children from accessing sexually explicit content, the opinion declared. Thomas added that the law is a constitutionally permissible exercise of that authority. HB 1181 was introduced in response to the increasing ease with which minors can access sexual content online, a challenge that lawmakers argued traditional obscenity laws had failed to address in the modern era. The particular law applies to commercial entities whose websites consist of at least one-third of material deemed harmful to minors, requiring visitors to provide proof of age using government-issued identification or verified transactional data. But while the Texas law targets platforms that have one-third or more adult material, other states are pushing broader laws, pushing for digital IDs to access social media platforms that pose wider levels of harm to minors. The goal is for all access to social media to require digital ID age verification. The X platform, to this date, allows adult material. Supporters of the statute have described it as a necessary update to existing protections. The opinion noted that requiring proof of age is an ordinary and appropriate means of enforcing an age-based limit on obscenity to minors. Justice Thomas drew comparisons to common age verification practices for alcohol, firearms, and other age-restricted goods and services. The Free Speech Coalition challenged the law, asserting it infringes on adults' First Amendment rights by imposing burdensome barriers to lawful expression and access. The coalition argued that statute's requirements would deter adults from seeking constitutionally protected material, and that less intrusive alternatives such as promoting parental controls could achieve the state's objectives without chilling speech. That's key right there. Shall I read that again? The coalition argued that the statute's requirements would deter adults from seeking constitutionally protected material, and that less intrusive alternatives, such as promoting parental controls, could achieve the state's objectives without chilling speech. Initially, a federal district... Okay, I'm not going to glaze over that. Parents need to take responsibility for your fucking kids. You get your kids a phone. You can put parental controls on that phone, and it doesn't have to be just on Wi-Fi. It can be on the 4 or 5G data, LTE, whatever it is you got. You can put parental controls on that phone. You can say where they can go, what they can see. You can block sites. You can even make it so that the internet shuts off at a certain time of day. They can't even get on TikTok. There's no internet access. You can cut that shit off. And you could do it. You don't even have to have the phone in your hand. You can do this. Every major carrier, every manufacturer has parental controls of some sort that you can control the other phones from your phone, mom and dad. Take some responsibility. Your iPhone is not a fucking babysitter. You can track your kids where they're out. You know, I've seen people want to have, you know, where their kids are at, so they track their phones when they're out gallivanting around at night with their friends, and they can sit there and watch where they're at on fucking Google Maps. But you don't want to take the extra steps to block them from Pornhub. That's the government's responsibility? No, that's you as a parent. That's your responsibility. Initially, a federal court sided with the challengers, applying strict scrutiny and ruling that Texas failed to demonstrate that HB 1181 was the least restrictive means of achieving its goals. The district court suggested that encouraging parents to install content filtering software on their children's devices would be a less restrictive means of accomplishing the state's objective. However, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit reversed that decision, and the Supreme Court ultimately upheld the law, applying the intermediate scrutiny rather than strict scrutiny. The court reasoned that any burden on adult speech was incidental to the legitimate goal of restricting minors' access to material obscene from their perspective. The ruling was not without dissent. Justice Kagan, joined by Justices Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson expressed concern that the law sets a dangerous precedent for content-based regulation that could erode free speech rights in the online space. The dissent cautioned that age verification measures could have a chilling effect by deterring lawful adult access to protected material. Nevertheless, the majority rejected the argument that the law amounted to a content-based restriction requiring the highest level of judicial scrutiny. Strict scrutiny is not the appropriate standards for laws that are traditional and widely accepted as legitimate, the court wrote, underscoring that similar in-person age verification requirements have long been considered constitutional. The decision is expected to resonate far beyond Texas. As noted in the opinion, more than 20 states have enacted or are considering comparable laws aimed at requiring age verification for adult content online. Supporters argue that the ruling provides a blueprint for states. Opponents warn of potential privacy risks and broader censorship implications as more jurisdictions adopt such measures. The Supreme Court's rulings marks its first major pronouncement on internet obscenity laws in two decades, updating its guidance in a landscape transformed by smartphones, streaming, and ubiquitous online access. It's been long said that you want to know where technology is going? Just watch the porn industry. The porn industry was the first to adopt live streaming. In case you didn't know that. Surprise, surprise. There's been a lot of technology that the porn industry has were pioneers in, but they don't get the credit for because, you know, it's porn. I get why why people are saying, you know, kids need to be able to age verify. I'm torn on the issue. You can't buy porn in real life without ID. So why can't you provide ID online? I get that. But when I was 12, maybe younger or more, I had no problem getting a hold of porn. And there was never even a thought of the internet. You can enact any kind of quote-unquote legislation you want or regulations online and they're still going to get around it. The problem is not that they can access it. The problem is that the parents don't want to take the time to be fucking parents. That's what you need to fix. And you can't. The government is not the parent. I know you MAGA people and that are all for this, and you're conservatives. I mean, you know, I get it. I get where you're coming from. But you will sit there and say that the school has no right to teach my kid one thing, but yet you're screaming for, ask for the government to intervene and change, you know, force the school to not teach my kids about something that I don't agree with. But yet you turn around and beg for the government to protect your kid from porn. When you won't take the time, if you're that pissed off at the school, why are you not homeschooling? Why is your kid going to a public school? If you're that fucking nosed about it, hard-nosed about it, number one. Number two, if it's, why are you screaming for the government to protect your kid and at the same time saying that the government shouldn't be the babysitter? But government shouldn't be teaching your kid? Y'all need to make you think about what you're saying here. Chappaqua School District strengthens student speech protections after lawsuit over off-campus rap suspension. Under pressure from a First Amendment lawsuit, Chappaqua Central School District has implemented a sweeping new regulation that strengthens protections for student speech, leading to the dismissal of a high-profile legal case filed by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, or FIRE. Gotta love that. The acronyms. That sounds like something from Linux or the open source world. Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. FIRE. The dispute began with a student, OJ, who was suspended after his friend posted a rap song online that included lyrics deemed offensive by school officials. The track, created off school grounds and outside of class time, featured the refrain "faggot, fart, balls," and incorporated another contributor's verses containing graphic themes. The three complaints prompted school administrators to discipline OJ under their existing hate speech policy. The student's father argued that the school overstepped its authority, invoking the U.S. Supreme Court's 2021 ruling in Mahanoy Area School District versus BL, which established that schools cannot regulate student expression that occurs off campus and causes no disruption to school operations. When those arguments failed to reverse the punishment, he reached out to FIRE, which filed suit in April 2024 in federal court. The Supreme Court's decision in Mahoney Area School District versus BL clearly states that students' off-campus non-disruptive speech is protected by the First Amendment, said FIRE authority or attorney Colin McDonald. That is true even when the speech receives criticism. Following months of negotiations, the district and FIRE reached a resolution. The school board formally adopted a First Amendment regulation aligning its code of conduct with constitutional standards and state law. The agreement also required the removal of OJ's suspension from his record and included a $70,000 payment from the district's insurer to cover FIRE's legal expenses. In a press release, FIRE attorney Greg H. Grubel emphasized the broader implications of the agreement. With its adoption of a First Amendment regulation, the Board of Education has affirmed the rights of its students to engage in protected speech on and off campus. We're pleased that we could work with the board to avoid further litigation and turn this situation into a positive outcome for our client and all students in the district. I remember, it's probably been a good 7 or 8, maybe 9 years ago now, almost 10 probably, back when schools first started giving out Chromebooks. And there was a case, I don't remember where it was, I think it was on the East Coast somewhere, that the school, one of the teachers, turned on a student's Chromebook and was basically listening in on them while they were at home, and they tried, you know, apparently the student was bad mouthing the teacher or something, and they tried to punish the student for bad mouthing the teacher while they were at home, and it turned out it did not work out well for them, because the school district got their asses slapped hard. And that sounds like something similar to this, where a kid writes a song off school, out of school, outside of school, and somebody from the school district hears it and gets offended and tries to pull the power down of the school on the kid, and it backfired on him in this one for sure, which is freaking awesome. Brazil's Supreme Court just declared war on free speech online. Brazil's highest court has handed down a ruling that significantly expands the legal liability of social media companies for content shared by their users, marking a sharp shift toward tighter controls on digital speech in the country. The decision compels platforms like Facebook, TikTok, and X to swiftly remove posts that contain quote-unquote hate speech, incite violence, or promote so-called anti-democratic acts as soon as they are flagged, sidestepping the need for a court order. This controversial judgment, passed by 8 of the 11 Supreme Court justices, abandons Brazil's prior approach, which held platforms accountable only when they ignored judicial orders to take down illegal content. The court argued that this old standard is no longer sufficient to protect fundamental rights and democracy, claiming that more aggressive intervention is necessary. The move is part of a growing trend in Brazil to clamp down on digital speech under the banner of protecting society, especially the youth. However, many voices warn that this ruling opens the door to dangerous preemptive censorship, forcing tech companies to police speech even more aggressively than ever. Conservative lawmakers have already raised alarm bells about the implications. Tech firms have also expressed deep reservations about the ruling's fallout. The Trump administration has signaled it may impose visa restrictions on foreign nationals involved in suppressing speech by U.S. firms and citizens. Secretary of State Marco Rubio recently indicated that sanctions could be considered against Brazilian Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes, who previously blocked access to X after Elon Musk defied court orders to shut down certain accounts. At the Global Fact 12 summit, three top Brazilian officials sought to defend the government's aggressive regulatory push. Addressing a gathering of international fact-checkers, Supreme Court Justice Alexandre Moraes, Attorney General Jorge Messias, and Superior Electoral Court President Caroman Lucia insisted that regulating online content is a necessary safeguard rather than censorship. Dr. Moraes declared, "We must always repeat that what is not allowed in the real world is not allowed in the digital world." Lucia drew an analogy between speech regulation and traffic laws. Asserting your freedom does not mean to be free to go to the wrong way and crash into another car and kill another driver. Messi has likened technology to a tool that can either build or destroy depending on who wields it. Yet, despite these statements, none of the officials outlined clear mechanisms for how such regulation would work without trampling on basic freedoms. De Moraes, who has played a prominent role in efforts to silence certain political voices and platforms, dismissed self-regulation as a failed experiment. Messi has echoed this view, arguing that platforms are incapable of enforcing their own rules effectively. Their remarks come as Meta, under mounting scrutiny, recently ended its controversial fact-checking partnership with the U.S., with CEOs Mark Zuckerberg acknowledging concerns that the initiative had crossed into censorship. Well, here's news for you there, Brazil. If you don't want your people seeing shit, do like India and China. Geoblock it. That is totally possible. Don't try to go into somebody else's house and try to change their rules. That's not how it works. It's like the Fediverse. Or even just being on social media, you don't like the way somebody talks or you don't want to see their post, you can block them. That means they get to, those people still get to say what they want to say, and you don't have to read it. Oh, damn, we're down to 15 minutes. Brave Browser, real quick. Brave Browser has an official F-Droid repo. If you've been getting your Brave browser for your phone from Google Play or Apple's App Store, you can now get it off of F-Droid. You can go get, do it now. Just needed to throw that one out there real quick. Thumbs up lands a woman in hot water as Germany cracks down on emoji speech. A German woman is at the center of the latest controversy over the country's tightening grip on online speech as prosecutors seek to fine her 1,800 pounds, $2,110, for reacting with emojis to a social media post. The case highlights how even the most minimal forms of digital expression are now being scrutinized under Germany's expansive interpretation of criminal law. The 64-year-old from Bofelden, Hesse, found herself under investigation after responding with three thumbs up emojis beneath a post on X. The original post reported on a 15-year-old Swedish girl who had killed the migrant man who raped her and included the comment, "Does he now have 77 virgins?" According to the Kassel Public Prosecutor's Office, the woman's emoji reaction amounted to endorsing the killing and expressing satisfaction that it had targeted a migrant. No, it didn't target a migrant. It targeted a rapist. Let's put it that way. It targeted a rapist, not a migrant. Months after her October 26 interaction, she received a formal penalty notice, according to her to pay 60 daily rates of £30 each. The fine totaled 1,800. Was confirmed by the prosecution when contacted by Apollo News. The penalty order, parts of which the woman was shared publicly, alleges you agreed with this post as a user by clicking thumbs up three times. You were aware that this is that in this way you publicly approved of an intentional killing by way of of unauthorized vigilantism, and you were particularly pleased that this vigilantism was perpetrated against a migrant. Again, it wasn't against a migrant. It was against a rapist. A rapist. That is, yeah, I'm sorry, but if my daughter or my wife got raped, that motherfucker's gonna die. I don't give a shit what the cops say. I'm killing the motherfucker. I'm going to kill them, and I will feed them to a wood chipper. If you're listening to this in Germany, don't agree with that. Authorities also claim she adopted the 77 virgins remark to ridicule the dead rapist. They finally said it right. To ridicule the dead rapist. I did not expect that. And that just came right out. This interpretation of her emoji use, entirely shaped by the prosecutor's reading of intent, reflects a growing trend of criminalizing expressions of opinion online. The woman retains the right to appeal, and if she does, the case will proceed to a full trial. Germany's crackdown on digital speech has seen several such incidents in recent years. Authorities have increasingly targeted individuals for online posts deemed offensive, including under Section 188 of the Criminal Code, which prohibits insults against politicians. One notable case involved a police search of a retiree's home after he shared a meme labeling Economy Minister Robert Habeck a schwatch cop. What began as an online reaction to a controversial news item has now escalated into a legal battle, illustrating the extent to which German authorities are willing to police speech, even down to the level of emojis. It's getting stupid. It is getting really fucking stupid. Got 10 minutes, so let's kind of lead a bit on a highlight. Denmark plans sweeping ban online deepfakes to combat misinformation. Denmark is preparing legislation that would outlaw the sharing of deepfake content online, a move that would open the door to unprecedented restrictions on digital expression. Deepfakes, which can involve photos, videos, or audio recordings manipulated by artificial intelligence, are designed to convincingly fabricate actions or statements that never occurred. While governments cite misinformation concerns, broadbands risk stifling creativity, political commentary, and legitimate speech. The Danish Ministry of Culture announced Thursday that lawmakers from many parties are backing the effort to clamp down on the distribution of AI-generated imitations of people's appearances or voices. The forthcoming proposal, according to officials, aims to block the spread of deepfakes by making it illegal to share such material. Culture Minister Jakob Engel-Schmidt argued that it was high time that we now create a safeguard against the spread of misinformation and at the same time send a clear signal to the tech giants. But these assurances do little to address the chilling effect, such as measures which could have on free expression. Authorities described the planned rules as among the most comprehensive attempts yet to confront deepfakes and their potential to mislead the public. The United States last year introduced legislation criminalizing the non-consensual sharing of intimate deepfakes, while South Korea has imposed tougher punishments for similar offenses and tightened regulations on social media platforms. Officials say that the proposal would allow room for parodies and satire, though the criteria for these exceptions remain vague, leaving ample opportunity for overreach. The government intends to present the legislation later this year with hopes of securing approval before 2026 while ensuring compliance with the European Union and international rules. Look through this. I've still got 7 more that I want to... Yeah, that one can go. Google get criticized for blocking Windscribe's VPN Chrome extension. Google has drawn fresh criticism for blocking Windscribe VPN from updating its Chrome extension, a move that undermines tools designed to protect users. Google claims Windscribe's extension breaches its single-purpose policy by including too many features. In this case, privacy-preserving features in one package. The extension offers user protections through location masking, censorship circumvention, and ad and tracker blocking. All of these capabilities work together to strengthen privacy, yet Google insists these functions are unrelated and must be separated. Google, it's a fucking VPN. Maybe you should Google how to use what a VPN is. That's all what a VPN does. It masks your location and lets you circumvent censorship and ad and tracker blocking. I would suspect that when Google's case, the ad and tracker blocking part of that is what they have a problem with. I'm sorry. Dude, come on. It's a VPN, Google. This is what they're going to start doing. They are doing everything they can to block ads. Just to recap what we went over today. The big bullshit bill with the socialist add-ins and MAGA is full on socialist now. They're dumb. They are that which they thought they were against. What else did we go over? A whole bunch of shit. I just want you guys to stay defiant. Stay, no matter, keep in mind what Independence Day was about. It was about fighting the government. And yet, MAGA is out there wooing over, fanboying over Trump and Melania, their saviors. And yeah, lighting off fireworks. No, you guys forgot what being independence is about. You gotta keep it in your heart and stay defiant. We'll catch you guys in again next time. Be good, be safe. Never ever stick your finger where you wouldn't stick your face.
For your hand, our love's a rebellion, they'll never